The Lord will judge the world with justice. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The nations have sunk in the pit that they made. In the net that they hid has their own foot been caught. The Lord will judge the world with justice. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with equity. The Lord will judge the world with justice.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus cast out a demon, some of the people said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test him, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But he knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Now if I cast out the demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders through the waterless regions looking for a resting place, but not finding any, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' When it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and live there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord.
And the responsorial psalm reminding us that the world, that God will judge the world with justice. Injustice in human being is work of evil, for it divides humanity. It creates division. It gives us conflict, no hope, darkness over, pointing out that we need to turn to God in order for us to present ourselves once again that we are children of hope. That in spite of the waywardness, sinful are we, there's still goodness in our heart that we can turn to God the Father, for we all know that only God's way can make our life fruitful, make our life faithful. Even our prayer life becomes more meaningful. The reason why we are here, one way or another, we did injustice to ourselves, to one another, and that is the work of evil. In those days, in the Old Testament, people chosen of God, when they sinned, they turned to God the Father using sackcloth, ashes. It is a remembrance for them that they sinned and they need God's mercy. For us, we don't need to do that. Sacrament of reconciliation is wonderful. Sacrament, a gift given to us. Because when God gives us the free will, it's up to us, to the individual, how we are able to use it. Do good or do bad. What we need to do is to understand what is bad so that we can be good. So badness is not really bad as long as we learn from it. Otherwise, there's no easy life to follow Jesus. There's no easy way to understand that I sin and I change. Because what the world said is that be like us, that you can be one of us. It's okay for me, it's okay for you to have no friends, just a family between God and yourself, rather than to be fall into sin and make sins, to destroy God's chosen, to destroy God's creation. And we are created by God out of the goodness and likeness. So we must strive to do the right thing and choose the better part so that the better version of ourselves becomes a new beginning, that we are inspired. And there's no time for us to do it for tomorrow, because now is the time of salvation. Now the time is God speaks to us. Many times in the sacrament we receive, we are empowered. In the word we heard, we are living and we are alive. And it's good that we make mind a heart attuned, because when God created everything and made it perfect with love, with purity, and of mind and heart, with right ways and directions, because of sin, destroyed the goodness. But God remained faithful, and his unconditional love opened the door of many possibilities and ready to help us to turn back on him with gratitude, joy, peace, welcoming, and the Father we can trust. The Father of goodness is our Father, the humble servant of God, giving us the opportunity to trust fully that no matter how hard the mission it will be, is our Mother Mary. And Jesus Christ, even Son itself, never equal himself to the Father, but he welcomed to understand and undergo the process of painful suffering for the sin of humanity. That's why on the cross, when he opened his arms, he embraced everything, the good and bad of ourselves. So we need to turn and humble enough to pray to God to send us his merciful presence, to be like Mary, putting all our trust in the Lord, and like Jesus, we can offer and say, yes, Father, your will be done. We're here because of Jesus. We're here because we want the sacrament. And it's good that it will reflect who we are, and what we are receiving is truly indeed that we are on the same mission with our life, with a purpose, giving ourselves and open to other people's life. Because Christian is not only for oneself. Christian is also for others, the way God did to us and to you. Jesus tells us that the way to eternal life is through the narrow gate. There's no other way. Not wasting our time for being angry, ingratitude, hopeless, and choose darkness. In other words, living injustice. There's no joy. Even though we are free at this time, we're not in jail, but we are crippled by our own selfish desire. So we are jailed by our own self because of our own false ego that brings us down. Many of us coming and receiving Eucharist, it's good that it reflects what we are receiving. Otherwise, we live double face. That's why we never grow in our faith. We let the evil ruins again the goodness that we receive from the Father. There is no life to give, to celebrate, neither to live if we do evil things. Is this what we want? Then if not, then we must be like Jesus. Live with compassionate heart and not judgmental. Be generous and not selfish. Focus on his mission and ministry, and so do we. The gospel pointed out that there is no easy life if we let God out in our lives. Through his guidance, we cannot be at this moment without learning from the past. We are worthy children of God, then strive to be holy. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. Serve with gratitude and always do good things even no one acknowledges. Praying ceaselessly even sometimes we doubted. Move on and be focused for the greater things will come, which makes our life better, fruitful and faithful, because God will make his own way. Christian who does the will of God and learn to sacrifice his or her desire for the sake of others will always do the right thing. New mindset gives a new direction, and for all the goodness we want must be the same goodness we can think of others. Like Abraham, like the saints, they chose generosity over disagreement. They are just like one of us, human indeed. They sacrificed their life. They felt the hurt, rejection, the whole resentment. But at the end of the day, they turned to God the Father. And as we reconsider ourselves returning to God the Father, what is the great reward that individual can receive is peace into their hearts. That peace, no one can take it away from us, because it flows from within, and the grace is outpouring, and we become a new being. And that is wonderful. We're about to abide to do what is God's love, transforming other people's life into the reality that only God's love can give us unity of mind and heart once again. So that time we come to celebrate, worship the Lord in the sacraments, we are about to celebrate, brothers and sisters, we become one. Because our mind and heart are focused on the goodness of God, as we see the goodness of others, we strengthen one for what is God given to us, the living grace of faith that gives us courage to stand up and be true, so that one day at a time, we all start doing what is the right way. For God gave us the freedom to discern between good and evil. And it's good to remember that we are protecting our relationship with each other. And our desire doing God's will is to love and to serve. As our hearts desire and open to do the will of God with trust and confidence, we are victorious. Because we choose good against evil, light rather than darkness, joy and not sadness. For we all know God has a plan, and you must listen and obey. He has a purpose, then learn to understand his ways. We are called, we are chosen, then embrace the power of love and forgive, for in this way we are born to give Christ in our hearts.
Gathered as God's people, we pray in the name of Jesus for the needs of the church, the world, and our own needs, that we may be a people of